We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Yeah. Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Welcome back. We broadcast live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Again, thanks to Wendy's throwing us a little party and bringing us all food for lunch. Couple double stacks, large fry. I got a chocolate chunk cookie, chip cookie I'm going to have a little bit later on for some dessert. Joe, you had some chicken nuggets over there.
Oh, I'm happy like a little boy.
Plucker, you had, what did you have? You had a lot of
pretzel
food.
Bacon pub cheeseburger, Spark.
It took you less than, what, 60 seconds to eat it?
Oh, it was gone pretty quickly. I was hungry.
Literally, by the time I was done talking to Carissa Raybon, he was done. Gone. All done.
That's a fact.
He's a growing boy.
It was done.
The next
growing
time.
Growing boy.
Growing maybe the wrong way, but.
The next time we get Wendy's, Spark,
yeah.
I want a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, they're good now. Oh, their cookies are amazing.
I didn't realize they had cookies.
Oh, their cookies are amazing. And then you take the cookie and you dump it in the Frosty.
Oh.
And then you, yeah, chocolate Frosty or vanilla Frosty. Yeah,
I like that.
That's yeah, I was jealous of that cookie, too. I wanted one.
See, okay.
I was like,
y'all
missed shoot.
Out. No
next time.
To sell.
Next time.
Cookie and Frosty.
Hey, don't mess out on that. Also, don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. So if the Bucks win tonight, you have 24 hours from the time the game goes final, get yourself a free Frosty at Wendy's. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Free Frosty there, so take advantage of that. Joining us now, I'm sure we've made him very hungry, is Ben Fennell, film analyst for the NFL Network on the Schneider Horn Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Ben, thanks, and welcome to the Big Show Radio Network.
It's a pleasure, but you guys got to know, you have to nestle that cookie right against the hot fry so it gets nice and warm for you at the end of the meal.
He's a professional. He's a professional.
Man, why didn't you tell me that before? I never thought of such a thing.
This guy.
That's brilliant. Oh, Ben Fennell cookie tips on Twitter.
Not my first rodeo here, guys. Not my first rodeo.
No, that is good stuff. The guy just knows everything. Okay, so Packers and Rams coming up tomorrow at the Green and Gold postgame show with Gary Ellerson and myself after that game tomorrow night, 6:30 till 9. Ben, all week it's been number one offense versus number one defense. That's what we've been talking about, and we're going over how good this Rams defense is statistically and where they compare with others in the NFL. But we did find a little bit of a nugget earlier in the week, and that is they are not good against play action. The Packers are very good in play action. Does that end up being the difference, do you think, in this game?
Well, the only nuggets I want to hear about are chicken nuggets right now.
Yeah,
but
buddy.
Rams defense does not make it easy on you because they stop the run and they prevent the big plays. And those are the two things the Packers really want to do is establish the run and hopefully hit those plays off play action or try to hit those shot plays over the top. And this Rams defense in 2020 NFL, that they only allowed two receiving touchdowns over 20 yards the entire season. DK Metcalf's touchdown last week was the third. That's no missed tackles. That's no coverage bust. That's no confusions on the back end. They have a rookie sixth-round pick playing safety. They play a lot of quarters, which means those safeties have their eyes in the backfield. Very easy to come up on run fakes. They are very disciplined. They are technically sound. And they have a couple pretty good players at some key spots in Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. So you have a dominant guy in the trenches and a dominant guy covering. Typically, they work together pretty well.
Now, let me ask you this, and you may or may not know the answer. I remember when Rodgers, they go out to San Francisco, I believe it was, and they faced Sherman, or was it Seattle when they faced, and they didn't even throw his way. I mean, he took one side of the field, McCarthy didn't even go over there. What are the odds are this happened with Jalen Ramsey and Davante Adams under LaFleur?
You know, that's a really interesting reflection, Gary. I think it was that Seattle game you're thinking about where Rodgers really didn't look to Jordy Nelson for most of the game, and he was matched up on Richard Sherman. Now, the interesting thing about this offense and the way Matt LaFleur deploys Davante Adams, they make it hard to find him on a down-to-down basis. He's going to line up on the left side, the right side, in the slot, number three in trips. He's going to be hidden in the bunch. Occasionally, he might be lined up in the backfield. I think Matt LaFleur is going to find ways to move him around formationally and to prevent Jalen Ramsey from being up on his face on a down-to-down basis. So that's using those bunches, using those stacks, moving him around the formation. And when you're stacking him against the other top receivers in the NFL, the fact that he can win at every level of the defense and from every receiver spot of the offense, look at a DeAndre Hopkins. He played left receiver outside the numbers 99% of snaps this season. You know where he's going to be. It's easy to erase a receiver like that. So the fact that Davante is used in different spots and wins in different spots, I think that makes it really tough to erase a guy like that for four quarters.
I think when you go into this game, for me at least, it's about getting the run established early and often and staying with it throughout the game to keep this Rams defense off of Aaron Rodgers and to try and give the offensive line a fair shot of trying to keep these guys away from Aaron. If it doesn't work and they abandon the run, it could be a long day for the line and Aaron Rodgers. How do you see that matchup playing out?
You know, that's the interesting thing, and there hasn't been many games where they've had to abandon the game plan. It really was just that Tampa Bay game where you threw the pick six and another interception deep in their own end, and before you know it, they were drowning down multiple scores. That would be the interesting factor is if they get down early and they have to be one-dimensional, which I come on here every week and say that's the game plan for the Packers defense, make the opponent one-dimensional, that's the same recipe to defend the Packers offense. You got to stop the run, and the Rams do that exceptionally well. They typically do it with even box numbers, which is even that much more impressive. Reminds me a lot of those mid-2010s Niners teams, except they had Navarro Bowman and Patrick Willis. This Rams team is doing it with Micah Kizer and Kenny Young and Troy Reader at linebacker. I know a couple fans listening saying, who are they? Who is that?
Pretty much.
Yep. They're doing it with some guys that we don't really know. We know the Aaron Donalds, but they're a very technically sound group. There's no cheapies out there. They're not going to let up that one over the top or miss a lot of tackles. They play really good run fits and gap sound defense. They don't make it easy on you, which keeps them in almost every ball game. So they're going to be there in the fourth quarter because of that.
You know, and I would agree with that. And you talked about the back end a little bit. And we had, was it Jordan? What was her last name?
Rodriguez.
I forget. Yeah, we just had her on. Yeah, a lot of people are not talking about their offensive line. But you look at the Packers offensive line, you got two Pro Bowlers. What are we facing with this Ram offensive line and their run game?
Listen, this Rams offense has not been the same since the end of the 2018 season. And that's when their big left guard, Roger Saffold, went to Tennessee and their center, John Sullivan, retired. Since then, they have been a weak offensive line. And I'm looking at that group and saying, you know what? Andrew Whitworth, you played well last week. You're probably a Hall of Famer. He's a great left tackle. But the rest of the four across the board, they're public enemy number one right now. I think everybody across the Packers front has an advantage against their matchup on the Rams offensive line. And I think that's the key to success. Get after their offensive line, stop the run, fluster Jared Goff. You know he doesn't want to play in that confined pocket and play under pressure. He wants to get that ball out. But this Rams offensive line looks like this is a group that this Packers front can really bully.
That's interesting that you say that because they bring in Snacks Harrison with the purpose, I would assume, of stopping the run. You hear him talk. He's talking about, you know, wanting to play 15, 20 snaps somewhere in that area. How big of an impact do you think he can have for this Packers defense in the postseason?
Well, it's just going to be the early down run plugging. I'd be surprised to see him on the field on any third downs or any sub packages. I think Snacks knows his role. He knows his duty. He's going to be that run plugging nose tackle in some of those base sets. And this Rams team wants to establish the run. So early on, we're going to see some Snacks Harrison, and he may not make a lot of plays, but he's going to be in the trenches, plugging run lanes, forcing running backs to alter their paths. And this Rams defensive coordinator, Brandon Staley, is getting a lot of love. He's getting some head coaching opportunities and some buzz. What he's doing, not only stopping the run, preventing the big plays, but the way he's defending the RPOs is the new innovative defense in the NFL. And the Packers love to run RPOs. So I think that's going to be an interesting conflict of styles on Saturday afternoon.
Right. So at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers is playing at an MVP level. I mean, I think he's the straw that stirs the drink, correct?
Absolutely. But like I said on Twitter a couple weeks ago, I think it's Matt LaFleur that is putting Rodgers in a position to be successful by using all those schematic elements to make his life easier, guys. And this is everything we wanted from Aaron Rodgers. Make his life easier. You know, there's been several games we've seen Aaron Rodgers walk off the field in the fourth quarter with barely a grass stain on those yellow pants. That's exciting. And the fact that we can win games by 20, 25 points, and Rodgers is only throwing the ball 21 of 24 for four touchdowns, very low volume. He's a fixture of the offense. He's a fixture of the scheme. And that's exciting because the quarterback doesn't have to beat you. The offense is going to beat you. Aaron Jones can beat you. Devontae can beat you. The run balance can beat you. And the fact this Packers offense can beat you in multiple ways and not just with Aaron Rodgers, that should be exciting. And that's a dangerous, dangerous team.
When we talk about this Packers team and the Buccaneers and the Saints and that matchup, how do you see that matchup playing out and who the Packers' likely next opponent would be?
You know, that's a great question. I'm not really sure. I bet this Bucs-Saints team plays 100 times. They might each come out 50. I want to see this Tampa Bay team again. I want to put this Florida team on the road in the cold in Wisconsin. I want to see Tom Brady again get the revenge from that midseason loss. Even though they beat the Saints earlier, that Saints team is a veteran group. Obviously, the Bucs are as well, but they have a great offensive line, a great D-line, DeMario Davis, Malcolm Jenkins, Kamara, Mike Thomas. I feel like there's so many more weapons that scare me on that Saints team. And they've obviously been up in Green Bay before in the playoffs. I want to see this Tampa Bay team. I think this Packers team is ready to punch them in the mouth and have that rematch.
That's a team I don't want to deal with. I'm not as convinced as you are about dealing with Tampa Bay again. But we'll see. We'll see how this whole thing plays out. Ben, thank you so much for coming on. We'll talk to you again next week.
Always a pleasure, guys.
There he is, Ben Fennell. Follow him on Twitter at @BenFennell_NFL. I promise you, you will love it each day, every day, all day. Not only does he talk about the Packers and breaks down film that you can watch on Twitter, but he's also huge into the NFL draft, too. So throughout the college football season, and right now, he's also breaking down college prospects, too. So, again, great follow on Twitter, @BenFennell_NFL. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Got some breaking news on the Fan, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. Coming from the Milwaukee Brewers this time, Gary Ellerson. They just tweeted out left-handed pitcher Josh Hader. Right-handed pitcher Brandon Woodruff have agreed to one-year contracts, avoiding arbitration. And for me, this is great news. We know how that went with Hader and the Brewers last year. Those arbitration hearings are never good because you have an organization telling a player why he's not worth what he thinks he is. And that's never a positive, I don't think, in anybody's mind, Gary.
No, it isn't. So I'm glad they're avoiding that.
Yeah, it's huge, huge deal here. And keep
especially
everybody,
for Hader.
Yes, no question. Because 2 years in a row of telling him he's not worth the number would have just, again, I don't see anything good coming out of that whatsoever. We were just talking about Bucks and Saints. Ben Fennell says, bring on the Bucks. I want the Bucks. I say, no, no, no. I do not want the Bucks. What do you think? Who would you rather face, Buccaneers or Saints? Let's hear from you. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. What was that noise that you just made?
Oh, man. Oh.
What is that sound? Why does he keep doing that? You've done that all week. This is something new on the statewide network. I've not heard before on the big show.
That's Leroy. You know, he always does that.
Yeah. He never likes any of the topics we come up with. I'm used to it. Mercedes-Benz in Milwaukee North invites you to the fantastic Mercedes-Benz dealership, conveniently located off I-43 North at Silver Spring Drive, just blocks away from Bayshore Town Center in Glendale. It's only 15 minutes away from anywhere in Milwaukee. Our knowledgeable team members are ready to provide you with the best that Mercedes-Benz has to offer. We're talking sales, service, finance, parts, accessories. They do it the best. If you're looking for only the best offers on new and used Mercedes-Benz luxury cars and SUVs in the Milwaukee area, stop by today, test drive one of their latest models, and you're going to do it with a smile as you're driving by people waving and smiling at friends and family. And they're going to be like, how did you get in that car? Start 2021 out with the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams from Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. They still have amazing offers on their 2020 inventory. Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North is more motivated than ever to put a deal together for you. Give them a call or stop in today. I can assure you they will not miss the chance to earn your business. Shop MBOFMilwaukeeNorth.com. Tell them that Sparky and the Big Show sent you.
16 stations strong, the Big Show Radio Network. Now back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome back. We broadcast live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Leroy Butler out doing stuff for NFL Network, so he'll join us, I think, coming up in the next segment, so stay tuned for that. Also still to come, Big Show Knows Fantasy before the end of the hour. Then, leading off the next hour, Mark Murphy, Packers president and CEO, makes his debut on the Big Show Radio Network here with the Wendy's Big Show. Looking forward to that. Right now, who would you rather face, Buccaneers or Saints, in the next round of the playoffs? That would be the NFC Championship game. That means you're one game away. And if you win, they're all coming to you. You're not going to Tampa. You're not going to New Orleans. They're coming to Green Bay to face you. Who do you want? 855-830-8648. Let's hear from you. Already got Jeff on, listening to The Zone in Madison on hold. Let's see if we can fill up all 16 markets, right? All 16 cities. So if you're listening in your city, it's not that complicated. Just dial the number and then tell us who you want to see him play. It's real easy. Like anywhere in the state, anywhere in Rockford, like this works. All cell phones all work the same. Dial it up, 855-830-8648. Gary, Saints or Bucks? Who you want?
Yeah, Steve, right out the bat, though, I must have to thank Sheila over there at Wendy's. The chili nuggets are to die for. Is it okay if I post a picture?
Sure.
Okay. Chili nuggets. That's my favorite. I got a vat. I got chili nuggets.
That is not a thing. You cannot go to Wendy's and go, give me the chili nuggets. They're not going to know what you're talking about. So you're going to have to explain what you're doing, please.
Holy shnikes.
So what I do is I take a bed of nuggets and pour the chili over the top of it, and it becomes chili nuggets from Wendy's. So you're right. They're not going to know what you're talking about. So order the chili and order the nuggets.
Does the crispiness maintain once the chili is on the nuggets, or do they get soggy?
It all depends on how fast you eat, Steve.
Yeah, okay. All right, makes sense. I'm guessing you eat pretty fast, so I'm guessing.
Okay. I got some Prilosec with me. I'm good.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah, ask me the question again.
Would you rather face the Buccaneers or the Saints, Gary?
Who came up with this question?
Gary cracks himself up. Well, I tell you what, nobody cracks himself up more than Gary. Well, Leroy's a close second because Leroy laughs at his own stuff, too.
Who came up with it? Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Steve, you know what? For me, and it's a great question, and this is for the fans. And I don't care who to come to Lambeau next week. It don't matter. The Packers are on a roll. It don't matter. Give me the Saints. I don't care. Give me the Bucks. It don't matter. Give me 20 below. Let me have it. Give me snow. I don't care. It's going to be cold for either one of these guys. bring them on. And I, if I were to break down both of these offenses, Saints and Bucks are pretty good. And Antonio Brown seemed to have found his stride here in this last game. So he seemed to be playing better. Tom Brady seems to be a little bit more comfortable in that offense. We know about Kamara. We know about Kent guard Mike. I mean, we know about Drew Brees. But give, I don't care, either one of them, bring them up into Lambeau. And I guess Tampa Bay, if I had to pick one, Steve, I'd take Tampa Bay only because the revenge factor. Because Aaron Rodgers get pissed off by something. So maybe give me Tampa Bay only because they beat us, and maybe Rodgers got more to prove. I mean, I even pick the Saints because Rodgers want to beat Brees in his last game. It doesn't matter, but if I got to pick one, give me Tampa because I think that'll piss Rodgers off even more.
All right. I can get down with that. I'm all right with that. Okay, fine. Sounds good. Let's see what everybody
thinks. Get to them.
We even got people calling from Minneapolis. How about this
stuff
here?
Let's get to Minneapolis.
All right, let's go to first Jeff, listening in Madison on the Zone. Jeff, what do you think? Bucks or Saints? Who would you rather play?
Man, I don't mind my take being interrupted by some sort of chili nugget product or even Gary's take, but you mentioned Rockford in there. Don't delay me to Rockford. This is Wisconsin. Look, I get the revenge thing. We're 9-2 since we played Tampa Bay. We're not on a roll for lack of fundamental reason. We're on a roll because of the way we're fundamentally playing. It comes down to be the best, you got to beat the best. I want to go in to one of two, three very strong AFC teams, not looking ahead, but I want to go into that last game of the season having to execute really well to win games. And I think we need to execute better against Tampa than we do New Orleans to win that game. You've seen runs out of wild card, Green Bay included, in our last Super Bowl championship, the Giants also most notably. You want to face tough competition each and every weekend, go in sharp. I'd be interested in Gary's take because he actually played the game as opposed to me watching it. But I want him, and we're playing good enough to beat him right now. You see Savage and Amos rating out 1-2 since week 10 at their respective positions. You saw us shut down Henry. We got to shut down Jones if we play him. He had 130 against us. That can't happen. So we scheme better. Petten schemes better. Personnel's playing better. I don't care about Tom Brady. I mean, he is the GOAT. I don't care. We're better.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. So people wanting Tampa Bay? Seriously? Like again, I understand the revenge factor and all of that, but physically, the way they played up front in that game on both sides of the ball, Tampa Bay, was just simply better than Green Bay. Not to the point of San Francisco last year. They weren't that dominant, but it was an issue. On top of that, now you have Antonio Brown, who looks like Antonio Brown of old currently for Tampa. Evans has been battling injuries, Mike Evans, but you know he's going to still be there and ready to go. So Mike Evans you have to deal with. At running back, you know, Ronald Jones, nothing special, but he's good enough to get the job done to keep the pass rush off of Tom Brady, I think, at this standpoint. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think I'd rather deal with the Saints. Give me the dome team and an old Drew Brees. And everything that goes along with that and some cold weather, maybe some snow. I'd rather have the Saints. I know I don't want to deal with the Buccaneers. That is definitely not who I want. But so far, Gary and the very first person listening in Madison is with Gary. 855-830-8648. Lance in Minneapolis, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Lance?
Hey, guys. I totally agree with the last caller. Like, let's go through Tampa, man. Like, let's get the toughest team. Like, I know it might like seem like a paper tiger, and that's what I kind of think they are. Like last time we were up 10 zip on them, and Rodgers throws two like not like him picks. Like he doesn't do that normally. Like let's get back there, let's get on the right game plan, let's follow it, and let's just crush them. Let's go to the Super Bowl, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm all about going to the Super Bowl now. I have no issues about
that. Fired up.
Like that. Let's go to the Super Bowl. And you're in Minneapolis dealing with a bunch of Vikings fans? Is that the deal?
Yeah, man. I mean, this is Packer country. Packer fans were here before Viking fans, so they can just – they're sitting at home right now. They're going to be all watching the game at home.
Oh, I like this, man. You can call in more often. That was very good. I appreciate the call.
Love it.
You know what, Spark? Like, there are a lot of Packer fans in Minnesota. Like, I'm really, really amazed by the amount of Packer fans that live in Minnesota. And there's quite a bit of Packer fans in Minnesota that were born in Minnesota, that they're not even, like, transplants from Wisconsin. They were born in Minnesota, and they were brought up as Packer fans.
Which is great, because I know people that live in La Crosse that are strictly Vikings fans.
Yeah, that is true, too.
There's some Vikings fans now in La Crosse. It's not just Packer fans in La Crosse. You get over to that part of the state, and you're going to get some Vikings fans. And I don't know how many Vikings fans calling from La Crosse during Bill's show the last, you know, 7, 10 years, whatever it's been for Bill Michaels when he was on here. But I'd have to imagine there's quite a few of them all over the place.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm being very serious. Tony in Greendale listening on The Fan. What's going on, Tony?
What's up, Tone?
Hey, Bucks or Saints?
Hey, guys. I want Tampa. I want Tampa Bay all day long, and I want them to dial up some defense that we rock Brady, too. You know, I don't want him – if he sits back there, yeah, then he can pick you apart. But I want Tampa. They beat us last time. Wasn't it hot that day? Wasn't it real hot? And it's going to be cold.
Yeah, it was. Day, so. It was.
And you know what it I mean? Was. Not that that really – I don't know. I think it'll play a factor, but – I want the best. I think they're better than New Orleans. We've seen New Orleans already. Yeah, they're a little better team now. But, no, I want Tampa Bay. I want some payback. I feel better beating them than the New Orleans Saints, okay? Because, you know, that's what I want. And, you know, I can't wait. But, you know, tomorrow's a really, really, really tough one. So we got to take care of business first. You guys have a great day.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for the call. But again, we talk about weather, and we'll talk about it more when we come back. You know, the Rams coming from Los Angeles, and it's going to be in the 20s or 30s. I didn't look ahead to see what the forecast is next weekend necessarily for Green Bay. But then we're talking about the next opponent not being like the Giants or the Eagles or Washington or Chicago, teams that play outside, play in the cold weather, and are used to playing in it. They're going to get a warm weather team or a dome team, and neither one of which want to play in this cold weather, and that's why it's such a big deal to have the playoffs go through Green Bay and into Lambeau. I got Mike in Rhinelander coming up, Greg in Waukesha. Still room for you to jump on board here. Buccaneers or Saints, who do you want next for the Packers? 855-830-8648.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network. Now, back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
I wanted to go around the state of Wisconsin. I said, hey, no matter where you are, I don't care where you are, cell phones all work the same. Let's hear from you that you're listening to the Big Show Radio Network and the Wendy's Big Show. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, for Gary Ellerson, as you just heard. Leroy, we just saw him on TV doing NFL Network, so he'll be joining us here at some point. Asking you, Bucks or Saints, who would you rather face, Packer fans? Let's go to Mike in Rhinelander, listening on WJJQ. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I was listening to Bill Michaels for quite a while every day, and you guys are quite entertaining. I'm enjoying listening to you guys. I just wanted to put that out there.
Awesome, thanks.
Where Mike calling from, Steve?
Rhinelander.
Oh, yeah, it's cold up there.
the Bucks, I think, both teams have interesting challenges, and if this is Breeze's last ride here, he's going to definitely have a lot to play for. But I think what Gary was going after with the pissed off factor is definitely a thing for facing Tampa. I'd like to see a revenge game there. And that most of our issues against Tampa, I think, stemmed from a couple mental errors on Rodgers' part. I really don't see him having that in playoff time. I think he's going to be as sharp as ever. I think, I definitely think I'd prefer to see Tampa. They don't have quite the same running game that the Saints do either. So,
hey, Mike, real quick. Yeah. I was in Madison, 18 years old. One of my good friends had a cottage. And, you know, I'm a black dude from the inner city. We didn't know what no cottage was, but they had a cottage. They're going to take me to their cottage on Bass Lake.
Yeah.
You know what Bass Lake is?
Bass Lake. Yep.
How did it go, yeah, Gary? Yeah. Did you go?
I almost drowned.
You almost drowned?
Yeah, I didn't know how to swim, cuz, you know, come on, man.
Did you catch anything? Did you catch any fish?
I caught a cold.
Yeah. Oh, funny. Funny guy. Gary's actually.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy.
Gary actually is a big fisherman. Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. Continue listening out there. Yeah. And Rhinelander. Yeah, let's go to Mike Rhinelander in Eau Claire on Sports Talk 105.1. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing good, man. Thanks for calling in.
Good. I would.
This is another Mike?
When we play. Another Mike. And there's a Bass Lake, Gary, about every 10 miles in Wisconsin. So I got a Bass Lake here in Eau Claire that's pretty good, too.
There you
go,
Gary.
Well, yeah, this one I think this was in Antigo, maybe.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Mike. What Gary should do this summer is, once we get through this pandemic and everything, Gary should do, like, a fishing tour of all the Bass Lakes in the state of Wisconsin.
Hey,
and
Steve,
then you can rate them.
Right. I know two of them, and I know one that's really good, Gary. We could catch some bass, and I would.
Yeah, I love to fish. Now, you know I got a saying. You know I got a saying, right?
What's the saying, Gary?
When I go fishing, you know my saying?
What's that?
If it's big enough to hit my bait, it's big enough to hit my plate.
I've never heard that, man. I like that. That's good. I'm going to use that. Is that okay?
Hey, ain't no catch and release here, cuz.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, go ahead, Mike.
Bucks or Saints?
No, yo. I think we're going to beat the Rams 27-3. And then
I don't care who comes in.
I would like to send Tom Brady back to Giselle for good. I'd like to send Antonio Brown back to the strip club. I don't like him. I want to whoop up on him. I want to show Tom the real GOAT. The real GOAT is Aaron Rodgers.
And the real GOAT don't cheat like Tom does.
Oh, yeah. Steve.
I want to put them down. I want to put them away. And come bring on the AFC. That's what I want.
I'm with you.
Bring them in.
Mike, call back. Very entertaining. Very good. Take care. Enjoy.
You may have some on that Bass Lake thing, Steve.
I just think it's a natural for you.
Like, maybe
get like,
me, you,
bass,
and,
get
me,
like
you
Bass and, Pro Shop to sponsor you. We'll get you a boat, the whole deal, and away you go.
Me, you, and Devlin.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'll give it a shot. No question.
Caught you a delicious bass.
Don't even want to know where he finds stuff like this, Joseph Zola. Let's go to Arthur, 1090 in Rice Lake. Arthur, do you have a Bass Lake in Rice Lake?
No, but we have Big Lake Chautauqua.
Okay. What is that stocked with? Is it bass and trout, or what is it?
You know, it's walleye, bass, and bluegill. I mean, we are the bluegill capital of the world. So.
Now we're talking. You got my attention. I love bluegill. I can get down with some bluegill.
Yeah. And they're big here and everything like that.
Like hand size big?
Oh, yeah. Hand size, yeah. And, yeah, well,
okay.
You come here and just wet a line over by Grass Island on Big Lake Chautauqua, and we'll take care of you.
Oh, we're in. We're coming. Just reserve us a spot. We'll see you this summer. Arthur, Bucks or Saints, who you want for the Packers?
Oh, definitely Tom Brady. I mean, the best against the best, and very respectfully to Tom Brady and Belichick and what they did up in New England and all that stuff. But I mean, Aaron Rodgers, and I'm a Brett Favre guy, but I think Aaron Rodgers is maybe the best quarterback of all time, and he didn't win as many trophies as Tom Brady has, but long and short. This is how you do it. You know, Steelers have one more Super Bowl than we do, I think, but we have more championships. But this is the way you do it. You know, you have Tom Brady and Lambeau Field. I mean, come on, give me a break. We've already done Drew Brees.
You got a good point there. Tom Brady and Lambeau in the playoffs. He's never done that before in his life. He's never been down that road. Hey, man, thanks a lot. We'll see you in the summertime. I can all but guarantee you. Call back again another time. Kurt in Superior You're next on the Wendy's Big Show on the Big Show Radio Network. What's going on, Kurt?
Not much, guys. Actually, out ice fishing on a bass lake in northern Wisconsin.
There you go.
Everywhere.
That's beautiful. Yeah, see, they that's are
one
everywhere.
Thing, that's Delicious one thing bass. I'm not doing. Yeah, I'm not ice fishing.
Why not? Why not, Gary?
Man, you ice fishing, man. Them juggles fall in there, man. I don't know, ice fishing.
No, but there's like apps and stuff. You can figure out the depth of how deep the ice is on different lakes before you go out there. Isn't that right, Kurt?
Absolutely. I got my half-ton pickup truck and my 6,800-pound ice castle out here on 13 inches of ice.
Hey, man, if he's got all that out there, Gary, it can hold you.
No, I ain't doing that. Because don't your phone drop sometimes?
No. I mean,
phone calls. You know, you be on the phone call and you can't hear the person no more. Don't be trusting them apps, man.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah, yeah. Kurt, Bucks or Saints?
Okay, I want to see the Saints because I want to go to the Super Bowl. Now the Tom Brady thing would be awesome to get some revenge, but realistically, we match up better with the Saints. Drew Brees doesn't have the arm he used to have, so Jair covers Thomas. That takes care of the only deep threat. Or mid-level threat, because Brees can't throw it that far anymore. We got to worry about Kamara, Brees, and Jared Cook, maybe. That's it. You look at Tampa, you got Brown, Godwin, Evans,
yep.
Gronk.
Yep.
And Brady gets rid of the ball quick. They've got to figure it out there. And you got a decent running attack there as well. Then you look at the defensive side. Ndamukong Suh has terrorized Aaron Rodgers for years, and he seems to have
his number. He hates Aaron Rodgers, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. And you got, and there's history there with Sue and the Packers, of course, you know, the arm stomp and all that stuff. And then you've got White, who's healthy, back. That linebacker, he is nasty. I just think if we want to get to the Super Bowl, I'll take the Saints beating the Bucs, and then we can beat them. But I don't think the Saints are going to beat the Bucs.
We're going to have to figure out. Kurt, thanks for the call. We're up against the break.
Thanks, Kurt.
And conveniently enough, I looked up on the internet. They have a lot of information there. The most common name or popular name of a lake in Wisconsin, the most common name is Mud. Mud Lake, M-U-D. There's 116 of them in the state of Wisconsin named Mud Lake. Never been to a mud lake in my life. Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky, Five for the Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, the Wendy's Big Show. Back with more of your calls next.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
I caught you a delicious bass.
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
It's the Packers and the Rams, 3:35. Tomorrow, here at Lambeau Field, Green Bay nose tackle Snacks Harrison may see a few more snaps. That's because Kingsley Keke still dealing with a concussion. Will he play? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he's going to be listed as doubtful.
The Rams star defensive player Aaron Donald suffered a rib cartilage injury against the Seahawks, but was able to practice yesterday.
Right now, how I'm feeling, I'm not, you know, too worried about it. It's not nothing I really got to worry about. Still feel strong. I still feel like I'll be able to do what I do. But once you're out there playing football, you're out there running around, you guys going to be cold if y'all was out there sitting, but me, I'll be warm.
Now, the Packers had a scare when backup offensive tackle Jared Valdir informed the trainer he had COVID-19 symptoms and later tested positive. Packers running back Aaron Jones.
He actually notified the trainers, I believe, before he started feeling sick. So he helped a lot in getting in front of that. So our training staff do a great job of staying on top of everything and make sure that we're staying healthy and being able to go out there.
The Rams arrived today. Head coach Sean McVay had to cut the team's final practice short yesterday due to heat and high winds in Thousand Oaks, California.
Hey, this has been this year. Whether it's the wind, COVID, whatever it is, it wouldn't feel right if we didn't have some, you know, something to deal with.
That's Rams head coach Sean McVay. In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens.
Now back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
All right, let's get back to it. Bucks or Saints, who would you rather face? President and CEO of the Green Bay Packers, Mark Murphy, leads off the next hour. Just got a 3 minutes or so left here. Leroy Butler, the Packer Hall of Famer, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, joins us again in our Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Bucks or Saints, Leroy, who would you rather face?
The Rams.
Let's go to Kevin in Oshkosh listening on the score. Good afternoon, Kevin.
The Rams.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Kevin.
Good, going good, Kevin. Bucks or Saints?
I'd rather face the Saints. I think it's funny to say that, you know, we want to whoop on the Bucks, but they're the better, more rounded and overall better coach team with Todd Bowles and that defense. And the Saints haven't really looked like a true 12-4 team to me. Michael Thomas has been wonky all year. And if we can stop Kamara, we can definitely get to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
All right. What are you disagreeing with? What are you disagreeing with what Kevin said, Leroy?
It's just a dangerous game, man. You're looking past the team, man.
We don't play for the team. We're fans.
It's so disrespectful.
Disrespectful. You should have heard me.
To the fans. Then don't be asking
you
me.
You should have heard us talking about you and the Cowboys. You want to talk about disrespectful.
Oh, I don't care about that. We beat the Cowboys 42-17 at Lambeau, I believe.
Kevin, do you remember that game?
He probably wasn't born.
Yeah, he remembers you beating the Cowboys in Lambeau.
So you don't remember. I know Kevin does.
Well, I'm glad somebody does. Kevin, thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Greg in Waukesha. You're next on the Wendy's Greg. Big Show.
Hey, guys. Hey, just want to make a comment about the weather before I answer the question about Tampa versus the Saints.
Okay.
I had the misfortune of living in Chicago. I'm in my late 50s in, like, 1989. All I heard was Bears weather, Bears weather. It was 15 degrees. Frisco whooped up on them 28-3. A good team will come in and ignore the weather. That's one thing. As far as playing Tampa or the Saints, we had that game until we had those back-to-back turnovers. So I don't really care. I want the Super Bowl. To Leroy's point, let's get the Rams first. But those Cowboys used to whoop up on us in the 90s. We did not beat them in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl. But that did not make winning the Super Bowl, to me, any less fulfilling. We just need a win, guys. Come on. What do you think?
Facts.
Oh, there it is.
Got to get a win. Yeah. No question about it.
And they weren't good enough to make it in the championship game.
And the guy that really wants a win for his team is Mark Murphy, Packers president and CEO, comes up next. We'll also talk with Mike Clemens in the next hour, embedded green and gold reporter, insider, the Big Show Radio Network. A full hour. Mark Murphy kicks it off next right here on the Big Show Radio Network.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.